All right, Berachas Kedusha, page Shin Yud Aleph. The third bracha of Shemayin Esrei. Achar Berachas Gevurais, after the second bracha, which is Gevurais, Aymrim Berachas Kedusha. We come to the Atah Kadosh, which is of course the third bracha. And Atah Kadosh, Shem HaKadosh, Kedoshim Chayyam Yaluch HaSelam. Ubir HaBracha. This is the explanation. Ata Kaddish. The word Kaddish really means muvdal, umufrash, separated, me'asaga shum nivra, from the understanding of a person, v'lech mes mashava tfisa beklal. And no mashava can understand your Rabbanu Shlaim at all. Be'bechinas hu shabiyanu le'er, be'pirish atu atcho nivra elam. God is always who? It's always him, hidden. Shirayim, b'li reishis, b'li tachlis, the concept that God is without beginning and end, eina nitfas, is not something we really could comprehend, eina musig l'secha b'dei adam, aval ha-malachim, ha-mishalshim, kodesh, 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 m'siach siru maskirin dar gazu, malachim understand the idea of a triple kodesh, al afe yaisal avayla miha ha-saga, k'may shivori bezus Hashem. Fascinating. There's an old story that the Bali Mashava say that before Hashem created the world, there was no such thing as time. No time, no beginning, no end in time. We have no kalim, no ability to understand. What does that mean? Time is itself a bria? Time itself is like time. Time is time. How could there be no minute later, a minute afterwards? But it's something that we always say that people have no tefisa. So,
it doesn't die, there's no time.
No, you don't die. You still, there's tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. If there's no tomorrow, just you're always living in today, hard to understand what that means. So science, about 120 years ago, came to the recognition, because of Einstein, that, that time is also a bria. That there's such a thing as time stopping in theory, right? The black hole, time comes to a stop. Gravity affects time. So that, time is also a bria. And that I knew. So, I don't know, maybe you all heard it from me, and you sure heard it from me. But what else? Space. So, they say also space is also a bria. Right? Before Akrib Tzadik says, bria, space is in this world. Outside of there's also such a space. What do you mean there's no such thing as space? Reb Tzadik says you can't have two kaidim, two malachim doing the same shlichus, because then they're the same malach. What do you mean you have one and another one? No, one and another one is the two spaces. But if there's no such thing as space, so, alright, so what does it mean there's no space? Alright, we can't understand it, right? So about, this goes back, I was at a Pinyon HaBen of a boy who's today about 16, so about 16 years ago, I was at a Pinyon HaBen. I sat down next to a frum guy who's a professor of aerodynamics, or I don't know, some astronomy type of science in one of the Massachusetts colleges. I'm sitting next to him. I said, good, I have a kasha. So I asked him, I had a certain kasha about the Big Bang Theory, about the spreading out of space. So, I'll tell you the truth. You won't understand what he answered unless they tell you the question. But I told him, I have a kasha. Kasha is, how did Hubble prove the Big Bang Theory? That there was a moment of beginning? Because by use of telescopes, he proved that all of the stars are speeding away from Earth. Everything, whenever you look at the sky, the stars are speeding away from Earth. And I say speeding, if you look at the stars, they don't look like they're speeding. But when you measure it with sensitive devices, everything is speeding away from Earth. Now, very speeding away, that means you go back in time. In space, there's no red lights and there's no car crashes. So if everything is speeding this way, you go back in time. Eventually, everything was in one spot. So that's how they sort of proved the Big Bang Theory. Now, is the Earth the center of everything? So they say, no, Earth is just one more speck in everything. So I asked them, if Earth not the center, why is everything speeding away from Earth at the same speed? If you have an explosion in the middle of this tender, so pieces of metal are going to fly in all directions. So metal is flying this way, and metal is flying this way, and you're sitting on a piece of metal. As it goes this way, and you look at this metal, it's going away from you very fast. But if you look at a piece of metal going the same direction as you, it's not going away from you the same speed as things going the other way from the center, right? Even the center goes in different directions. I told him, I don't understand. See, he told me that part of the Big Bang theory is that before the Big Bang, there was no space. There was no space. There was no such thing as space in the world. The explosion, the expanding universe, creates more space as it goes. The marshal, he said, is a balloon. If you take a balloon, before you blow it up, you make dots on it. As you blow up the balloon, each dot is speeding away from every other dot. There's no dot going in the same direction, because the space on the surface of the balloon is expanding as time goes on. Right? The balloon's surface is more and more space, so every dot is away. So the Big Bang Theory is that everything is speeding away from each other, creating more and more space. There's more and more, a balloon is two-dimensional. This is four-dimensional. Everything's speeding away from each other in all directions. Which means, when we keep our reading in Chazal, that less machshava de tafsi beklal, that human minds can't understand. We don't understand what does it mean, no space. What does it mean, no space? It's time and space defines the difference between people. So you mean you, is that we can't be in the same space at the same time. Right? That's what makes each item separate from each other. This is here and this is here. It can't be in the same spot at the same time. Space and time. If there's no space, there's no time. What do? Okay. So we don't understand it. So that's the idea of Ata Kadosh. Ukdoshim b'chol yayim yaluch haselah means we have no hasaga to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim who say Kadosh Kadosh, so they, whatever it means, they have some understanding of godliness. But we have no idea, of that type of existence because we've never been exposed to it. Never been exposed. And he says like the baby in the womb who has no idea what it's like in the outside world. All the baby knows is what's inside. And then outside is a whole new world. Same thing here, we're in a little womb. And then someday we'll be free, then we'll see what the real world looks like. What? Darna Kaidish, right. The Aaron. The Aaron didn't take up space, yeah. And that concept was the Aaron. In every direction you measured, it somehow didn't take up space. Yeah, that's what it was. Anyway, so that's the idea. What he brings a lashon of less machshava tvisa beklal. No thought could grab onto it, could hold onto it. It's a okay. Second paragraph. Vishimcha kadosh. What does it mean? Your name is holy. He darga ktsas nebucha ba'ata kadosh. It's lower. Ata kadosh is saying that God inherently is kadosh. God's name is what he presents regarding his existence. Betzer, we don't understand what it means, Mitzius is Baruch. Only that the Creator exists. And for that reason, really, we should just be quiet. We shouldn't even try to talk about God's praise. Like David HaMelech said, L'cha dumia tehila. To you, silence is praise. Shari ein bev shoris la'biyo l'bate dover sheyna nitfas b'sechel ha'mishabeach. You really can't express something that you don't understand. How do you praise something you don't understand? Haydat yichashiv legirayin. Somebody who doesn't understand what kind of praise you're going to give. Somebody who is simple minded is going to be able to praise someone as a talmid chacham. He doesn't know what it means. So really, it would be inappropriate to try to praise God. Ela shekadosh baruch hu gila lanu b'tzas Torah kedoshah. God revealed to us through the Torah, Shu Yisbara Bara Sailam, Vu Yisbara Chai V'Kayim. We know about God that He's the Creator, and that He continues to exist. That's a small bit of knowledge we have about God's existence. And therefore, the nations of the world who did accept the Torah, they don't believe in a creator. So they have their own thought up, concept of evolution, some other ideas that they made up, to understand how the world came about, and how it expanded, beautiful expression, to satisfy the thirst of the human mind, expression. It says the human mind by nature doesn't want a superficial understanding. Really, the mind would like to understand things at greater depth and not just superficially. They're forced to come up with some other way of resolving the question of how we got here. God gave us the Torah, which is His name, so to speak. But God revealed to us, not only is the existence of God something we don't understand, kadosh and separate, even the little that Hashem revealed to us about Himself, is also a holy and separate. Okay, so this is the taish of Ata Kadosh Shemcha Kadosh. Now he adds. Okay, I don't know if I mentioned it, but you should know there are two places in Tanakh where the Navi sees angels. Most famous is Yecheskel, Perek Aleph, in the vision of Yecheskel.
What?
The vision, where Yecheskel sees the Maaseh Merkava. And less famous is the Haftarah Parshas Yisrael, which is Yeshaya. Yeshaya also saw angels. In Yeshaya, when he saw the angels, they said, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, Baruch Haaretz Kevaydei. And when Yechezkel saw them, they said, Baruch Kevayt Hashem and Kaimai.
Eliyahu
didn't see the Malamach Emaila, no? He didn't tell us about it if he saw it. But we say, Yamsuf, the Shivcha Yamsuf, Mashal Eroi Yechezkel Babuzi. Yechezkel and Yeshaya, they got the vision. Their two visions are the two parts of Kedusha. Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kevayt Hashem and Kaimai are those two visions. So he says the following. Borei, come and see. Tamei Hamikra, that means the trump, Shashiras HaMalachim in Yeshaya, which is the Haftarah in a few weeks in Parshas Yisrael. Kadosh Kadosh, Hing Darga Tavir. Darga is a step, and Tavir means broken. Darga Tavir. Hadarga Hainuk Shandel Lomaila Amadrega means he's standing on a step. Tavir hainu shviras hadarga v'yardon lamata. Darga tavir means a broken step. So what does that have to do with kadosh kadosh? K'may kein ata kadosh kolayma. Atzmiusecha kadosh bebechinas darga. God's etzem is like high, like on a pedestal, on a step. L'mayla min ha'asaga. V'shimcha kadosh bebechinas tavir. And we say your name is Kadosh, again, God's name is how Hashem reveals Himself to us. So that is Tavir, it's a break. Shaydei Kriyas, shame. La'ezer davar, hari magdirin esarayin. By calling something with a name, magdirin esarayin, b'mashmais miyuchedas. We explain the thought with a mashmais, Again, that means you limit it. Something is unlimited, and by limiting it, you rein it in. By giving it a name, you give it a finite expression. It's less than Hashem's Metzias. Chebir Mora and Rav Shofar Hirsch, Shame, Betzeirei, we had this a lot often in his name, that the word name, Hu Mishayrei Sham, Hamei Rabakim Yuchad Leizachayfetz. A name of something, a name, it tells you where it belongs, or what it does. The name limits it. You have a device, you say, what is this? You say, it makes pretzels. Okay? So now you know, the device is something that has a certain limited function. The name expresses the limited function of something. God is Kol Yachol. Any name you give Hashem, you're sort of limiting and expressing it in a limited way. That's why we say Hashem has so many names. Each name describes one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Kat b'tchum shel machshava. In the boundaries of thought, shemachlis harayin b'shem, kilu kai v'noisei abakam b'msuyim shalai. When you give a name, Kidei la'afsher ha'seichel la'ashu v'la'ayim b'inyin aloz b'techag v'loisa, to make the seichel be able to give a thought, v'zeh shimcha kadosh. It's limiting. When you give a name, you sort of limit it. It's like you have somebody, you like someone very much, you praise him. So there's always a danger that the person will feel that's not a good enough praise. Sometimes it's just better to be quiet. And you say a praise, you mess up, so the praise is not good enough, you get the person upset. So that's the idea, that when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, it's limiting.
Actually, see, I'll pay a brahma, pay yesterday, pay a lako. We're not really describing Hashem. We're really saying that he's a brother. And Ramela is
saying that we understand Hashem like the others understood. We don't understand Hashem, but the others understood the Rabbani Shalalam, so we... sort of subject ourselves to the others. But that's the idea of the name. Each name describes one ability of the person. And hard to say, but it describes someone. He's a loving father. Yeah, but he's not a good husband. You know, a good father. He is a good husband too. He's not a good ball player. He's a good ball player too. He's a good learner too. So anything you say, you're not describing everything about a person. So when you describe, you limit. By the Rabbi Shalala, we say that Hashem's name is hidden. Because that's Musa is Baruch, we have no idea. So the little that we have, we use the expressions that we have to talk about the Rabbi Shalala. It's interesting. The Rabbi Shalala, we say, has 70 names. And Chazal say the same thing about the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, that has 70 names. Kilu, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim also has a limited, capacity. We have a limited capacity of appreciating Yerushalayim, appreciating. It says that in Tanakh there's shivim shemos, tzion. Tzion means the Beis Hamikdash and probably Yerushalayim together. I don't know if I can figure out the 70 names, but in Tanakh there are, you know, Eretz Achayim, Eretz Yisrael, and Levon and the what? Hashanis. We have a list of names. Okay, Odera Zell, we pick up after tomorrow on Thursday.